Welcome back. These are the podcasts of Matt,
Back on KGRG,
and Timekeeper of KGRG.
And we are back. We have been on hiatus for a few months. And
Quite a few months.
Quite a few months, and we're finally back.
Damn near 6 months. 7 months? What do you think?
Something like that. A long time.
Don't know, don't care. Happy to be here.
Happy to be back. This is our glorious, like most good rock bands, we work our way back up from obscurity.
Yeah. Alright, we're going to talk about movies today, and one movie I saw that I thoroughly enjoyed to every detail was Inglourious Basterds.
Really?
Oh god, that movie was amazing. That was the shit right there. That movie was the shit.
I never really go see those Nazi killing movies.
Oh god, you gotta see this one.
Really?
Me and Noah are gonna go see it at the Second Run Theater.
Yeah,
on Federal Way, $2 theater right there.
I want to go see it. Haven't seen it yet. Want to see it. Everybody's seen it but me.
I haven't seen it.
Federal Way, Washington in the United States, by the way.
Yeah. Well, where else is Washington?
Well, I mean,
there's
a
said
city.
United States.
There's like, a city and there's a buried president.
Okay. Fair enough.
The state of Washington, United States.
And then there's a movie actor, Denzel.
Yeah. But I'm not a big Denzel guy.
Yeah.
Neither am I.
Have you guys seen Zombieland yet?
No, I want to see that with Woody Harrelson.
I was actually trying to get to see that with a buddy of mine.
Oh, see Zombieland. You won't regret it.
So here's my review on Inglourious Basterds, okay?
Okay.
The beginning... Well, here's the overview of it, okay? It's the most original World War II movie I've ever seen. Because, first of all, it's not a true story at all. Absolutely not. Nothing is true. Nothing they say, not even hello, is true in this movie. Okay, nothing.
Not even hello.
That's what makes it awesome.
Did they say anything nasty about Hitler in it?
Oh yeah. Well,
are you saying that's not true?
Oh, no.
Okay, you white line there.
Wow, I love the acoustics in this room, by the way.
Okay. Well, anyway, here's what they did to Hitler. They shot him with a Tommy gun, and he died. And they still shot him in the face like a bunch of times, just like mutilating his entire face. I'm pretty sure that didn't happen.
I'll agree with that, yeah.
And then the bear Jew, which is this one guy who kills people with a baseball bat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they call him the Barrenjude, which means the bear Jew in German. And there's this one scene where Lieutenant Aldo Raine, played by Brad Pitt, is interrogating this Nazi, I think he's a lieutenant or something, and the guy says, Brad Pitt says, "Do you know who the bear Jew is?" And the guy said, "Yeah, he beats some of the club." And Brad Pitt said, "He bashes their fucking brains out with a baseball bat." Which I'm like, wow. I don't know if he said fucking, but you know.
Right, you gotta throw the fucking in there.
Yeah.
It was
a great movie. And it's in a Western format.
And wasn't there a part where he was interrogating the guy and he gave him a chance to confess? He refuses, So he tells the guy you're talking about that this man refuses to confess, so he wants to die for his country. Grant him that request.
Oblige him?
Yeah.
That's the part I'm talking about.
That's the thing. And then he like comes out all tough and got the walk and baseball bat.
I can't believe it was put in a Western format though. Like,
what do you mean Western? Like Western as in Guns and Cowboys?
The Attitude.
Like Cowboy, like Guns and Cowboys Western.
The Attitude.
The style of it, the like, when they cut to like credits or they put some words on the screen, it's in like Western font, like you know those old wanted posters had that kind of font. Yeah,
that's pretty neat.
And there's like some Western music in it too,
like whistles.
Yeah.
Wow, you do that really well. I can never do that.
I'm still learning the whistle.
Nope, no whistle.
Closest I can come to that is impersonating a bird.
Wow, I actually thought that was a bird.
That was kind of cool. Do that to the mic.
Yeah, do that to the mic. Get like right up in there.
Alright, I talked enough about Inglourious Basterds.
Right.
Go see it, it's great.
I want to talk briefly about Zombieland. Very briefly, because it's a very spoilable movie. You should go see it. If you haven't seen it, you know, where have you been? But if you don't, you should see it now. Go go see it now, because you're not going to wait until it's out on DVD, because everyone else is going to spoil it for you. But Zombieland is probably, despite the zombie cliche, it's probably one of the more original movies you'll see this year.
Got Woody Harrelson.
Got Woody Harrelson, a very well-done cameo, but I won't tell you by who, because that'll spoil, you know, a chunk of the movie. And, you know, lots of zombie killing, and Metallica plays, like, the whole opening. They play For Whom the Bell Tolls, and it's just... I'm a big Metallica guy, so that kind of made the movie for me. Timekeep, what do you think? Any new movies you've seen lately?
Nothing really, except, nothing really comes to mind aside from seeing Harry Potter over the summer, and seeing this, I'm drawing a blank on what it is. It's around the tip of my tongue. Well, I saw an older movie by Alfred Hitchcock, but I'm not sure if anybody wants to hear about that one.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
You ever seen the thriller Rear Window with Jimmy Stewart? He's like this guy who's...
I love Jimmy Stewart.
Huh?
I love Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah, he's this guy who's wheelchair-bound because of an injury that he suffered taking pictures for the photographer. And so basically for 7 weeks he has nothing to do but stare out his window at all his neighbors and just watch what they do. And one night out of the blue he hears somebody screaming, and he spends, like, the next few weeks trying to figure out who it was and if there was a murder, and he sees all these signs that it was a guy across the way murdering his wife.
I've heard about that movie. I've heard about that one.
And it is Halloween. Now would be the perfect time to discuss it.
Yeah. Yeah, and all the, yeah, and always seeing the guy, after the scream, he sees the husband going in and out of the apartment, like, around 3 in the morning, yeah. Always carrying these big suitcases, and yet he's not going on a vacation. He keeps coming back with the same suitcases. And then he upgrades to moving out this really big trunk. But
nice.
Nonetheless, you suddenly don't see the wife anymore.
Wow, that sucks. She got killed, obviously.
Well, apparently she wasn't a very pleasant person, if you've seen the movie, so one might think eventually somebody was going to do it to her.
Yeah. Aww. Okay. That's a sad adventure.
Let's talk about movies we saw that we hated. I saw one, I talked about The Dark Knight and how I absolutely hated that movie.
Oh, before we start this, I just want to say one thing that really brings my piss to a boil.
What?
You know, credit to the Angry Video Game Nerd for that reference. But, you know when you're in class, and you get paired up, and this might not be your best subject of school, and all your teammates treat you like you're a fucking retard?
Yeah.
That ever happened to either of you two?
Yeah.
It pisses me
it's
off.
It's happened to me before.
It pisses me off.
In a gym class with it?
Well, no, any class. Like, I'm in a math class right now, and sometimes I feel, like, really left out of my group, despite the fact that I'm trying to fucking help, and they really just kind of, like, sometimes isolate. So it just kind of, you know, it pisses on my barbecue sometimes.
I'm hearing some interesting, colorful metaphors out of you that I've never
Piss is not a bad word.
Neither is ass. It's in the Bible.
Yeah.
Huh? Well, it's in the Bible?
Yeah, but I only...
Where? How did I miss that?
The only things that really aren't the Bible are the F-bomb
piss.
And the S-bomb.
Oh, no, piss is in the Bible. Ass is.
Yeah.
Well, I figured that.
Anyways, back to movies you don't like.
All right, I probably already mentioned how I hated The Dark Knight.
Several times you have mentioned that.
Okay, and then another movie I saw that I really hated was Lake City. You know the channel Lifetime?
Yeah.
Lifetime? It's one of those movies, only worse.
Oh, man.
God, those movies, that was so terrible. So it was like the most generic story, okay?
Wait a minute, are you talking about Lifetime, that channel run by sexist pigs who make nothing but movies about women who are being abused by men?
Pretty much.
Oh.
But this movie, okay, here's what this movie was about. It was so generic. It was, this guy leaves his town because his brother died. He has problems. And then he has trouble with drug dealers, and he comes back. And he goes back to his mom's house, and obviously the drug dealers somehow find him, and they try to kill him, and then this drug dealer's standing over him with a gun, him and his mom, he's standing over them, and what do you know, you hear a gunshot, didn't come from his gun, it's from this guy's back, and it hits him, and he dies, and that's it.
That's the movie?
That's pretty much the movie. I mean, it's so generic, it's not, you can predict it. I mean, obviously the guy is in love with this cop, and then...
A guy cop? Guy cop?
No. It's a woman cop.
Because that would have made it a lot less generic.
Yeah, it would have made it a lot less generic, yeah. But I mean, it was the worst movie I've ever seen. It was terrible. Yeah, well, I mean, it wasn't the worst, actually. It was really stupid. Like, Sissy Spacek in it.
Oh, didn't she play...
She played in Carrie.
Yeah,
Carrie.
I was about to say, Carrie.
That's the part she will always be known for.
Yeah, typecast. Like, Depp will always... Well, no, Depp's done pretty well for himself.
Okay, well, Depp is...
Yeah, he hasn't really been typecast too much yet.
He's played a lot of characters.
But
I suppose occasionally he played more frequently plays eccentric characters, but nonetheless, he got it nailed.
Yeah.
Well, I saw some other Sissy Spacek movies, and I have yet to see any good ones, so therefore I'm giving up on her.
Have you seen Carrie?
Oh yeah, I love Carrie.
Okay.
I'm talking about any other.
What about that thing where she played Brendan Fraser's mother? Her and her husband, they locked themselves in one of those bomb shelters that they built in the 60s.
Was she a main character?
She was the mother of the main character.
Okay. I know what movie you're talking about. And then he comes up from the earth, from below the earth,
yeah.
And this dude thinks he's like some sort of god or something.
Yeah, and...
If anyone can tell us the name to this movie, please email me at thatguyonkjrg@gmail.com because I would love to know the name of this movie. It's been bugging the hell out of me for years.
Huh.
I don't know.
Well, okay, what's a movie you hate? We'll think about that later, yeah. What's that guy?
That guy doesn't hate many movies. As long as it keeps him entertained, he does not hate many, many movies.
Since when are we talking in the third person?
I just felt like it. But that guy does hate many, many bands. Many, many
bands. What's your least favorite movie?
My least favorite movie? One time I bought my dad the War of the Worlds for, not the current War of the Worlds, I'll get to that in a second, but I bought my dad this adaption of the War of the Worlds for his birthday, and we thought it was the new one with Mel Brooks and all the high definition things. And it was a War of the Worlds that took place entirely in a newsroom with news anchors calling the action. And then at the end, the most photoshopped alien busts through the screen ever. Like, the most photoshopped alien ever. I could make a puppet and wiggle it around in front of your head and go, ooh, and that would be more realistic. Wow. Like, I could literally just stick a puppet on a stick and jangle it. And I'm doing the jangling motion while we're doing this. And it would be much more realistic than the piece of crap that busted through that screen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I guess something to talk about.
Yeah.
As for me, are you finished?
I'm done.
As for me, being that I've put myself in an enlightened state of mind over the last few years, I find it hard to hate any movie. However, I can be very, very annoyed by movie actors and filmmakers, on the other hand. Like the movie War of the Worlds, the recent version directed by Steven Spielberg.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Oh, Tom Cruise.
Don't get me started on Tom Cruise.
Really?
All right, fine.
Non-Tom Cruise guy?
I feel I should just vent anyways.
Okay.
Tom Cruise is a freaking psycho. He should just go into religion, give up movies, but personally I think it would be more justice if people just turned him down for every last part he ever auditioned for. I have had up to here with that guy.
He's pointing at his head.
He can't act, and yet he's paid ridiculous amount of money just to be in the movie, and he's a freaking psycho who goes around talking like he knows all that about things he doesn't even have an education in. You don't know the history of psychiatry. I do. He doesn't have an education in. What does he know?
I don't know. It seems to me like he's done the impossible and pissed off Timekeeper.
I know. Damn.
I haven't seen Timekeeper pissed off, and I've been recording with him for the past year.
I know. You will find me occasionally. Just go ahead and risk pressing my buttons, and eventually you'll find one.
Yes,
Tom Cruise is one of them, and I'm just as equally ticked off about Valkyrie.
Valkyrie? Really?
Yeah. The Germans even hated that he was picked to play the part.
What part did he play?
The lead character, like one of the biggest heroes of World War II who plotted against Hitler.
Wow.
And for some reason they picked Tom Cruise, who can't speak German and didn't even have the decency to speak English with a German accent.
God.
Dear God.
I heard there were some Germans that even had English accents that were in the movie. Is that true or no?
I've been so annoyed. I haven't even been able to bring myself to see the movie. But nonetheless, just for the sake of looking at this from a more enlightened perspective, I shall see the movie.
Okay.
I shall go and I shall see the movie.
Okay. And then you report back here with your results on Valkyrie, because
to be continued. I know it sounds presumptuous to judge the movie when I haven't seen it yet, but what can I say? Tom Cruise has really kept me from seeing the movie. But
I kind of want to see you see the movie. Like, I kind of wish I could be right there while you watch the movie and just see what kind of facial expressions you made. Because he's made some interesting ones just during this podcast.
Yeah.
He went from, like, happy smile on his face to just like, grrr, asshole!
Wow.
Yeah, I white-lined a lot for that one.
Yeah.
It was like a succession.
Yeah, we should end our podcast on a yell.
Okay.
Every podcast on a big yell.
Alright, you've been practicing your punks.
Yeah!
Like that?
Jesus.
Yeah, okay, hold on. Well, let's sign off and then you can do that again, alright? Alright.
Scream, scream, or what?
No, you sign us off. You let us in.
Alright, this has been a podcast with Matt.
Fat Guy on KGRG.
And a briefly very annoyed timekeeper.
Go
Sorry about that, folks.
Scream it out, timekeeper.
Yeah!